B-Pod Studios.
Today is Friday.
Fun Friday.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Yes.
Wake up time!
What is this show?
This is the show.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
Oh, why don't you button up your lip? You got more static on the radio.
What's he like in the morning?
Well, when I'm on the air, I open up completely, really bare my soul.
You do know that you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
This is a radio fantasy camp. We're on the air here.
Come on, it's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the White Morning Show. So, the Hankster's got the day off today, so I hope he has a wonderful weekend. We got a lot of stuff coming up for you today. Win a grand in 60 seconds coming up about 12, 13 minutes here. We have Friday morning comedy with Fortune Feimster. That'll be 7 o'clock this morning. And then, of course, it's Friday morning football with Zoe. 8:40 this morning as we get ready for a huge game down at Gillette Stadium, 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I'm freezing.
It's ridiculous.
I'm freezing. Wow. Yesterday was cold, but then it decided that it was going to double down and get really cold.
It's just the way it's supposed to be in
January.
I know.
I've been so spoiled. I loved living in North Carolina for a while.
I know. Really? Good. Got the least amount of snow ever.
Come on.
I'll say it.
It's 0.2 inches at Logan so far this year.
Now you did it. Thanks.
Good. Well, I'm getting a new snowblower. I want to be able to use it.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody.
Hey, thank you very much. Okay, so, the wind chill is 10 this morning, haven't stepped out yet. It's going to get a little bit windier through the day today.
Yeah, it's going to be 15 tonight, and it's going to be 16 tomorrow night.
But it's kind of good for the Patriots, because it's going to be really cold at the game on Sunday. If you're going to go down to Gillette on Sunday, you got to really dress for it, okay? Take a big garbage bag and step into the garbage bag. It really helps.
Okay.
I mean, really, seriously.
Garbage bags help?
You know those big leaf bags?
Yeah.
Take one with you, step into it, pull it up around your body, and it helps.
Not a lot of breathability with those, is there?
You don't want that. No.
You don't want breathability? No, okay. Sorry.
Okay, so we got that going, and
I got a little update on Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
How disgusting he is.
I think you're jumping to conclusions.
I'm not jumping to conclusions.
I don't know. Did you read any of them?
Am I so disappointed, but he's not very creative when it comes to romantic. And when I say romantic, I put it in super quotes, texts. I don't know. I'm not happy. Also,
okay.
I know why.
Are you
going to share? I'm going to share dirty laundry. But I also know why Hank's taking the day off. You know, he says it's for one thing, but I know the truth. There's somebody in town, and I bet you
you're going to reveal this as well.
7:45.
We will also reveal double dipping or the 5-second rule, which is more dangerous. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Poor lady, huh?
No. Actually, I really envy her.
Really?
So a woman was recently diagnosed with a rare hearing condition, and I'm just wondering, how can I catch it? Because you won't believe what she can't hear anymore. She can't hear the sound of men's voices. A woman in China woke up one morning, and she just had her ear hurt, and she was experiencing some ringing, and she was unable to hear her boyfriend's voice when she woke up the next day. And she has been diagnosed with a reverse slope hearing loss, which means that she can only hear high frequencies, which means that she can't really hear low ones like male voices, which probably means that she can hear little boys, and though their little boys are sweet, but once their voices change, they start telling you things or mansplaining. Imagine waking up one day and not having somebody say to you at the office, "Well, actually," it'd be so nice. Anyway, I mean, I'm not, hearing loss is bad, but this is only temporary, unfortunately, for her. And I just wonder if it is contagious asking for a friend.
just asking for a friend. I understand.
I never even knew it existed. So happy Friday, ladies.
There you go. It could happen. Okay, we're here to finally give you the answer to the settlement of the great germ debate. Which is more dangerous, double dipping or the 5-second rule? Okay, you're all familiar with the 5-second rule because that's been around since we were all kids. You know, you pick it up real quickly within 5 seconds and it's still safety, right?
Yeah.
And then double dipping came to prominence about 15 years ago in an episode of Seinfeld.
Did you just double dip that chip? Double dipped? What are you talking about? You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again. so. That's like putting your whole mouth right in the ditch.
Aha!
True.
So, scientists decided to finally end the whole debate.
They Man, scientists must get bored a lot.
I know, really.
Yeah, I know.
So, they did a big study, and they have found that double dipping is far more dangerous than the five-second rule.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? Absolutely. You know, I mean, double dipping, I see it happen, and I'm like, what? It's awful. And then it's even worse when your kid does it. Because, you know, like, the entire party is going to get Ebola. It's sorry.
Never eat a dip when there's children
around. I actually know a person who...
Ebola from a dip?
Excuse me?
Who got Ebola from a dip?
No, I know a person who specifically asks for her own personal dip and will walk around the party with a little bowl of dip.
Okay, that way you can double dip in your own bowl.
It's just hers and hers alone.
It's a little high maintenance.
Stick your tongue in the bowl if you want to.
She's never sick.
Seems pretty demand. If you're at a party and you're like, oh, I'd like
my own. She's not going to go to a party like where they're not family, but family knows.
There's going to be a lot of that going on this weekend because people are going to have people over. For the Patriots game.
I know. If she came over to watch the football game, she's like, I'd like my own dip, please. I'm like, well, you can go watch the game at home then.
Well, she can bring her own dip, too. But family knows. Put it aside for her.
And one more thing they discovered in this whole thing. Surprisingly enough, they found that when you drop food on a carpet, it picks up fewer germs than it does if you drop it on, you know, a tile floor or a wooden floor. But then you got that fuzzy stuff.
It all depends what you're dropping on the floor.
That's probably very
peanuts
true.
Very easy on the 5 second rule, but something
yogurt,
you know, yogurt
no.
not good.
Especially if you lick it up off the floor. Okay, now speaking of the Patriots game on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, that's going to be highlight for your weekend, probably.
Yeah, we got a couple of firsts at the Patriots game this weekend too. It's the first Sunday divisional round in 6 years.
Wow.
We always got the Sunday night game. Or the Saturday night game. We're playing Sunday at 1 o'clock. And the first woman to officiate an NFL playoff game. Sarah Thomas is part of the crew working the Pats-Chargers game this weekend.
Took enough time.
So that's pretty good. Crushing one of my wife's dreams. But that's okay. And hey, we had two winning streaks crushed last night as well. The Celtics, they fell 115-99 to the Heat in Miami. They're playing in Orlando tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right here, 105.7 WROR. And the Bruins' five-game winning streak is over as well. They were doubled up 4-2 by the Capitals last night at the Garden. They are heading to Toronto tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And that is your sports.
Okay, and by the way, speaking of the Sunday football game, Friday morning football was coming up at 8:40 this morning, right here, 105.7 WROR.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And our special funny comedy guest this morning, Fortune Femster, is here in the studio. Good morning, Fortune.
Good
How
morning.
Are you? Good to see you again.
You too.
Now, first of all, let me tell everybody, you want to see this lady, you got to see her tonight, because she's got one show and one show only, 7:30 at the Wilbur Theater. You can get your tickets online at thewilbur.com.
And the heat will be on there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I'll be giving hugs.
Good.
Excellent. Feel
warm. So Fortune was just telling us a number of things. Can we talk about your engagement?
Yeah, we did a whole interview before we even got
there.
Yeah. Okay, so she's engaged. And have you set a date or anything like that?
No, we're like, we'll figure it out. We've been engaged a year. I said it like, you guys, it just happened. I'm just trying to get lots of congratulations.
Take it while you can get it.
It'll probably be at least another year before we get married. It's just a lot of work. A lot of things are expensive. Once you tell venues it's for a wedding, they're like, oh, that set of chairs is now four times higher.
Well, you got to put the fancy covers on them.
Yeah. So we're going to tell them it's for something else.
A funeral. People are like, nice.
Our being single has died. It's time to get married. So, we're just enjoying engaged life. We're on the road together.
Oh, that's so cute because you don't do that when you're married.
Yeah, I know. They're like, bye. Go make money. Get out of here.
So I hear you wrote a new movie.
I wrote two movies.
Two movies.
And I sold them to Steven Spielberg's company, Amblin.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, so I did a lot of acting last year that will come out this year, but I've been... A lot of stuff has been behind the scenes the last few months because I sold these movies after I did Office Christmas Party.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone
great
saw
movie.
That movie, I was the Uber driver that harassed Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's like a dream role.
I know,
me, really.
Right? What was that like?
It was just her and I in a car at like 1 a.m. on some back lot in Atlanta that they made to look
keep
like.
Talking.
You know, and she drank smart water the whole time. Because that's who sponsors her.
Yep.
Yeah, look at you. You've got your smart water.
I'm ready.
They're meant
and
for each other.
She's just so beautiful, even like just flawless.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like Sandy Bullock has that thing too, where they never age.
Yes, I know.
They look like they did 20 years ago.
What is it?
Money.
Oh.
Money.
So it's true what they say. You can buy happiness.
I think so. So it was great. So I did that small scene, and Amblin was one of the studios, and they were just like, do you have any ideas? And my writing partners and I happened to be working on scripts, and they bought it. And it's called Bad Cop, Bad Cop. It's two female rookie cops that really stink at their jobs, and they try to get a female lieutenant who's really awesome to train them, and they end up getting in a lot of hot water.
And comedy ensues?
Comedy ensues. And I would be one of the cops, obviously.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Who would you want to co-star with you?
I don't know. Jennifer Aniston.
That'd be pretty good. That'd
I
be
would
pretty
just
good.
Like to work with her from now on.
If you want to get tickets to see the show, it's tonight, and it's one show and one show only, and it's 7:30, and it's at The Wilbur and TheWilbur.com.
Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, here we go. It's time for your 720 Men from Maine. Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. We got a little poison coming up right after Men from Maine. Hey, new handcrafted espresso drinks from Dunkin' are absolutely amazing. They're unbelievable. Get any medium latte or cappuccino for $2 from 2 to 6 p.m. And remember, American runs on dunk. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. So get it today. And here we go with your men from A. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus wakes up experiencing some vision difficulties. So he puts in a call to Doc Sider. And we hear...
Hello, Doc Sider here.
Hey, Doc, Ephus here.
Oh. What can I do for you, Ephus?
Well, when I woke up this morning, my eyes were all blurry and fuzzy, and I was just wondering if I could come in for an exam.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ephus, but I can't see you today.
Oh, my God, Doc, I can't believe it. You too, huh? Must be something going around.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Well, good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. The sky is clear. It's looking good. Looks good. Feels bad. That's because of the wind chill factor. So, don't forget, a little programming reminder for you. We have a big football game coming up Sunday afternoon. It's a 1 o'clock game. Scott Zolak and Friday Morning Football. Zoe will join us at 8:40 this morning. In the meantime, we're very fortunate because we have Fortune Feimster in the studio this morning. She's very funny. She's playing over at the Wilbur. She's got one show and one show only tonight. It's 7:30, thewilbur.com. Now, Fortune has been engaged for about a year now. And she was telling us that she is engaged to a teacher. A kindergarten teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just wondering, you know, has she started treating you like the kids yet?
Yeah, for sure. I get reprimanded constantly if I am out of line, but in a loving way, in that teacher way.
Yes. In that teacher, like, the kindergarten aww. Way.
Yeah.
But I definitely get told to wash my hands a lot. Which I don't know if I had a problem or if she just was like extra, like, diligent about it, but I'm told
when you're
to,
around kids, you gotta wash.
Yeah,
your hands.
But like, and what? Like, was she just sitting next to you and be like, "Did you wash your hands?"
Yeah, sometimes.
She come to the dinner
she'd
table.
Even do like smell my hands? Oh, nope. Yeah. Go wash your hands. I mean, and sometimes I mean, I'm from the South. I'm from North Carolina, so I'm a beast when I eat and stuff. And I made the mistake of licking my fork because, you know, if there's sauce on your fork or knife, sure, yeah, you lick it.
Yeah.
And she was like, you don't lick your knife in public. And I was like, says who? This is crazy.
Who made that rule?
Yeah, so I'm learning how to be an adult, apparently.
Oh, that's difficult. That's
very
difficult.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I'm learning manners.
Oh, that's awful.
Napkin and lap.
No tucking it in your collar or anything like that?
Not anymore.
Not anymore? Man, oh, man.
That's, you know. Married life's gonna get tough.
It is,
yeah,
yeah.
But she's awesome. She keeps it all, you know, together. She's currently selling merch for me on the road, which she's, you know, she's like, I have a master's degree. What's going on? And I'm just like, you're in the circus now.
Okay, now selling merch, for those who don't know, that's like after the show, sell CDs and all that sort of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And she's in charge of that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, why have a show if you're not selling your face on a t-shirt?
Gotta hustle.
Yeah, gotta hustle. I gotta pay for the finer things in life that she likes. She might be a teacher, but she still likes Gucci. And I got to pay for it. So I'm like, you sell those t-shirts.
Are either of you going to be a bridezilla, do you think?
No, I don't think so. You don't think so?
You're not sure?
I mean,
though.
I don't know. Maybe I'll be the bridezilla. I'm like, no, I want napkins with their names on it.
Are you going to have a big wedding?
I think we'll have a big party. I don't know that we'll have a big wedding. It'll be like, we'll probably have a small ceremony. Friend, like just, or maybe just like family, and then a big party.
That's the best. That's
absolutely
the best.
That's all anyone cares about. Yeah, anyway.
I don't want to sit through a mass. I don't really want to sit through the vows. I'm like, just invite me to the open bar.
Yeah, I'm not allowed in church anymore. Anyway,
that's right. Do the vows at home.
From
okay.
That last time, I can't talk about this. No, I grew up Methodist. That's Christian light. Just a little boop. Just a little Jesus will do you. You know. Being a Methodist, all we cared about was that the preacher was done by noon so that we could beat the Baptists to the Chili's. Like, wrap it up!
And tuck a napkin in your
head
collar.
Yes,
right. Okay. Okay, let's get to it.
Let's get to it. All right, I have the good fortune to have Fortune Feimster joining us on Dirty Laundry. She's going to be at the Wilbur tonight, and it's at 7:30, one show only, so tickets are selling out fast, so
TheWilbur.com.
All right, so you guys,
yep.
This is brought to you by Boston RV Expo. I'm sure they're proud of it. It's the Amazon package you don't want delivered. Apparently, Jeff Bezos has been sending you-know-what pics to his lady love, Lauren Sanchez, long before his wife knew about it. The National Enquirer has some updates. Also, in addition to that mess, he's been sending text messages to this woman who he has been having an affair with after leaving his wife. Well, no, he hasn't left. Well, he was married for 25 years. I just want to get that in there. 25 years, 4 children.
Yep.
And so we have a couple of them, and I'd like to play one.
Okay. This is the actual, these are two
both
different
together.
Ones?
Two
oh,
different
they're both
ones?
Together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I'll read some more for you. But
we have a guest reader.
We have a guest reader.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
okay,
here
we go.
I love you alive, girl. I want to smell you. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes very soon.
Really? So you got Alexa to do that
pretty
for you,
sexy.
Huh?
Yeah. Pretty sexy.
It's a panty dropper.
Wow.
Right there. The guy is like an artificial intelligence. Let me read some more to you, okay? Because Alexa's tired. You know what I want? I want to get a little drunk with you tonight. Not falling down, just a little drunk. I want to talk to you and plan with you, listen and laugh. I basically want to be with you, ! Then I want to fall asleep with you and wake up tomorrow and read the paper with you and have coffee with you. Who reads the paper?
I love that. That's his sexting.
Yeah.
I want to wake up with you and read the paper.
Right?
Like,
wow.
What?
What is happening?
He's full of crap. He doesn't want to listen and laugh. He's not going to listen to any. He doesn't look like a guy that's listening to anybody.
No, he's not. And laugh and have coffee. I kind of.
How did these get out?
Well, I guess Lauren Sanchez, the other woman, the homewrecker, decided to show her friend and texted her friend the text. And then the friend, former friend, texted them to the National Enquirer. And the National Enquirer has been doing 4 months of research following him around. They called it Operation Alexa. And they came up with all this stuff. Yeah.
It sounds like just more like a clever way for him to tell her, hey, when I stay over, have coffee and the paper ready. Okay?
Right. If I were the wife, though, I'd be super mad about that. Like, I'd be super mad about the paper and the coffee. Because I feel like that,
the other stuff would be a problem?
Like, are you seriously? You're going to read the paper and have coffee with somebody else? I don't care if you want to kiss her all over. I don't care. But the coffee and the paper is your thing.
Yeah, that's like a couple thing.
That's
a marriage thing.
Exactly. Psychopath. I'm definitely canceling Amazon Prime. So anyway.
I'm waiting for something right now. It should be delivered any second.
One. Yeah, what's the other one? I Love You Alive Girl. That's the weirdest part.
I love you alive girl?
Yeah.
What's
alive
that
girl?
Alive girl.
She's alive. She's full of life.
Versus his robot girl.
probably has one.
Weird.
Oh, I want to smell you. I want to breathe you in. I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. I'm in love with you. Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay, could I get one thing straight? How do you pronounce his name?
Bezos.
Is it Bezos or Bezos? I've heard it both ways.
Philanderer. It's scumbag.
B-H-I-L-A.
Bezos?
What do you,
No, I just, you know, hey, got a bajillion dollars.
It doesn't matter.
And that's the thing.
She was married to somebody with a bajillion dollars. It wasn't like she was, you know, pretty woman.
Oh, that the lady he cheated with?
Yes. She's married to Patrick Whitesall, who's like a huge entertainment company and represents like Matt Damon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's double scandalous.
It is. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's not like she was going after him for his money. That means he must...
They must want to have coffee and
Maybe he's a live girl.
Might be the only lady in Los Angeles that has a subscription to the Times.
That's right.
Who knows?
That is true. Anyway, so that is what's going on. And reminder, go see Fortune Feimster tonight at the Wilbur Theater. She's on tonight. One show only, 7:30. Get tickets at thewilbur.com.
Fortune, thank you very much for being with us. Thank you guys for having me.
Have a great show while you're in town,
okay?
Thank you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, it's game time here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And we're proud to present to you our player this morning. She hails from Wakefield, Massachusetts. Her name is Maureen Holmes, where she does a lot of volunteer work. And good morning, Maureen. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Terrific. Thank you.
Good, good. So, by the way, guess whose birthday it is today?
Today's birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton. That has nothing to do with the game today. It's just something
to befuddle your mind and brain a little bit.
In history.
Here's what's going to happen this morning. We're going to give you, LBF has concocted another list of questions. 10 questions there. Your job to answer all of them within 60 seconds. You can pass at any time. Just save enough time at the end to come back and pick up the ones you've missed. You get them all right. We give you $1,000 from Century Bank. You got that?
Got it.
You ready to play?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Okay.
LBF, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am ready to play.
Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
Spell hello.
H-E-L-L-O.
What's the capital of Connecticut?
God, pass.
E.T., the extraterrestrial, wants to phone where?
Home.
What was the first animal sent up into outer space? Animal sent up to outer space.
A monkey.
What is an EKG?
Electrocardiogram.
Stag Party was the original name of what publication?
St- Stag what?
Stag party.
Cat.
Which smelly plant makes some cats ecstatic?
Which what? I'm sorry?
Which smelly plant makes some cats ecstatic?
Cat.
Who was known as the Iron Lady?
Cat.
What does a heliologist study?
Oh, there's okay. Your buzzer. We're all out of time here.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Well, you got a couple. You actually had three, right? So let's go ahead and bring up to speed here. Tell us all about it, LBF, if you please review.
What's the capital of Connecticut? That would be Hartford.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. So,
I know.
Well, the first animal sent to outer space was a dog, not a monkey.
Oh.
The Stag Party was the original name of what publication? That would be Playboy magazine. The smelly plant that makes some cats ecstatic is catnip. Margaret Thatcher is the Iron Lady, and a heliologist studies the sun.
Ooh, just don't stare at it.
Yeah.
That's right. But for you, we
but, you
have
know,
a...
It's
we,
okay.
No, it's fine. We got a great consolation prize.
I think you can have this at night when people can really...
Yes, they only study the sun at night
when
you can look
at it.
Yeah, but
we're at home then.
Right. And I'm
okay.
drunk.
Okay. Well, what we have for you is a pair of tickets to see Jimmy Buffett live in concert, August 10th, the Xfinity Center.
Yeah, that's a great prize.
Not a bad prize,
excellent.
Huh?
Excellent.
Have a margarita.
Okay, tickets go on sale today. As a matter of fact, they go on sale in less than 2 hours. 10 o'clock this morning at Ticketmaster.com. For more info, you can go to WRR.com. Now, listen, Maureen, I know you're going to enjoy that. So have a great time, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay. I really appreciate it.
You're
love our rock. Thank you.
And go Pats.
Good job.
Okay.
Go Pats.
Go Pats. Got it. Okay, so you think you can do it? You think you can win this game? Not as easy as it sounds, you know. It seems a lot easier when you're not actually doing it.
Right.
Register first. Log on to WRR.com. So, if you hate cold weather, and it is cold out there this morning, because the wind chill factor is now 9. We got a little breeze out there. You're going to hate this. The ice castle.
Yes, I'll tell you about that. Yeah. I want to know it, because you went somewhere fancy yesterday. LBF's very fancy.
Well, I didn't realize it, but UMass, I am going to UMass, has its perks.
Membership has its privileges?
Yes, it does. So I went to the University of Massachusetts Club, and it's right in downtown. It's 1 Beacon Street, and it's on the 32nd floor of this building. And you guys, it's the most amazing place. It has a 360-degree view of the entire city. Like, I sat in their restaurant and looked over the State House, and then all of Beacon Hill, the way that, like, you could see forever. I could see some set of mountains. I don't know which ones, but, like, all the way. I mean, so far. It was so great. And
it's probably the Rockies.
If you're a UMass grad.
That's the one thing they didn't teach you.
You can
UMass
join
was
this.
Geography.
As a UMass grad. It was either the Rockies or the Andes.
Hey, wait a minute. But anyway, so you can join this club. It's really total.
Anyone who went to UMass can join?
Anybody can join it. And,
oh,
but
you don't
anybody,
have to have
but you get
to
like you get discounts if you're like a UMass grad or if you're a faculty. But I'm telling you, this place is like, it's like the hottest place for lunch. I mean, so many politicians were there, so many interesting people. Oh,
really?
It was hopping. I was actually taking notes to like talk to my husband and be like, who's this person? Who's that person? And it's so beautiful, and the food is great. And let me tell you, their bar is fantastic. And,
wow, with all those politicians,
their bar is fantastic.
And they have a piano, which means that there's going to be singing at some point. But I mean, if anybody went to UMass or not even, you got to go check this place out, because membership to this place has its privileges, for sure.
Really, really that good?
Yeah, I'm going to join. I'm going to join up. I'm going to be on the entertainment committee. I'm going to be like,
how was the food?
Oh, boy.
The food, I had a tuna poke. Like, it's a little bowl of, like, sushi-grade tuna and then ginger. So
dynamite.
Delicious. And I've been to the bar with the drinks. And,
of course you have. Of course, yeah.
The drinks are excellent.
Did you do a keg stand there?
Yes.
Kegger.
That's awesome. No, that sounds cool.
Tell me about the castles.
I know this. I mean, you're already wearing your hat inside today.
I'm so freezing.
The ice castles up in New Hampshire. Yeah. It's back again, but they've moved. They're in North Woodstock, and like basically they create these castles out of ice.
That's probably why they call them the ice castles.
And they call it ice castles, but it's like, you know, man-made, and it's like all like.
Please don't let this feeling
end. There's caves and slides, and it's like, yeah.
Is it freezing?
It's very cold because it's made out of ice, but it's really cool to see. You know, beautiful and it's all lit up at night.
I would really like to. I mean, I know I'm really an indoor cat, but I would love to go see that because I think that must be beautiful.
Yeah, and they recommend wearing boots.
Oh. Really?
And a jacket.
Yes, I think.
Do they recommend wearing boots and bringing, with those little spikes on the...
That would be good. And, yeah. and bringing a sled for the kids instead of a stroller.
Okay.
That's what I got. Okay, and then the other thing we got to tell you about, because this is the deal. I did the math on this. You can actually feed a family of four for three meals a day for 2 weeks for $90 of this.
Really?
Yeah. The mac and cheese.
Oh, my God. Costco. Yeah.
Costco. Listen
Costco
to this.
Has
Listen.
Started selling.
The
oh,
bucket.
My God. Talk about bulk. A 27-pound bucket of mac and cheese, 180 servings, and a shelf life of 20 years.
Can you imagine?
Amazing.
A shelf life of 20 years. Here we go. It's time for Friday Morning Football with Zoe, brought to you by MGM Springfield. This is the first. And I'll join us live this morning. Here's our expert, Scott Zolak.
Yeah.
Yo, Zoe, how you doing?
Doing great. Pumping gas right now.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, look, you know, I'm really concerned about...
Hey, whoa. Is $2.49 a gallon good?
Yeah.
No, I got
$2.30. So I was down Florida last week. It was $1.99 in Florida last week.
I know. We were down there for Florida.
Down there for Florida,
yeah. For Christmas.
That's good.
And a shut up. 204 gallons.
Amazing.
Should have brought some home.
That's right. He tried, but he burned it all up on the way back. Hey, Zoe, I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you because it's going to be cold Sunday, and I'm worried about...
I just had to stop the pump.
I understand. Okay, listen.
I'm going to go find a cheaper one.
I don't blame you. Hey, look, how cold is it in the booth down at Gillette?
It's really cold because we kind of keep a door open in the back.
Yeah.
And we do that because we want the heat to suck out from behind.
Yeah.
Because we sit right at that table, but our booth is completely open in the front. Yeah. They do a nice job with little mini heaters to keep our feet toasty. But, man, your face can't move by the end of the fourth quarter because your lips are frozen.
Oh.
You know, so you're like, boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You're
thinking about how you can warm them up, aren't you?
Yeah, normal around here,
well,
so don't worry about
maybe
that.
Maybe I'll go out in the cold. My skin will look better. It won't move.
Okay. So,
it's like skiing. Your body's warm, but your face is frozen, you know?
Yeah. Well, now, Zoe, I didn't see – I mean, the Chargers are coming in. They have a better record, but I didn't see anything that really scared me last week about them. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I mean, I think the Patriots are a good home team.
Yeah.
The Chargers are a great road team. The big thing is they've flown back and forth, you know, several times now in the past 2 weeks. And I don't care how you cut it, how you spin it. I know that it's a private flight. It's not easy on your body going East Coast, West Coast, back East, back West.
Yeah.
Like, I get tired as a broadcaster. I feel crappy on a West Coast trip until about Tuesday of the following week.
Yeah.
These guys are players. They play, you know. And eventually during that game, whether it's end of the second quarter, third quarter, it tends to catch up on you. That's what I'm banking on.
So between the travel and a little bit of the cold, I mean, everybody's got to play in the cold, so it's kind of – but they're not as used to it as we are, right?
Nobody wants to play in it. Nobody. Yeah. Brady doesn't want to. I mean, but the big thing is mentally, you get used to it during the week practicing in it. Like, they were in the snow yesterday when it was snowing. So they're mentally ready for it. Sunday, when they get off the bus, that's the first time Chargers are going to feel it. So –
I saw. Okay. Okay.
I was waiting for Lauren to go.
You know what? Lauren, it's gonna be cold on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, what's the key gonna be to the game?
I just think to beat them in the special teams part of it. Like, they just picked up a kicker. They're already thinking, okay, Cordero Patterson could be a weapon in a return game. Give me a return to the 50. Start fast. Get up by 7. I think the key is really get up by 7. Because I see when they're ahead, they play differently on defense. They roll the dice more. They'll blitz. Well, it seems like you open up the playbook a little bit more when you get a comfortable, not a comfortable lead.
But a good lead.
You know, Tom Brady can handle a 7-point lead.
Yeah, okay. And the last time we saw Gronk, he looked good. Now he's rested up. Tom's rested
up. What do you think?
Should be.
I hope Gronk's ready to go. I really do. Like, you just hope, wow, okay, this was the day. This is what we were waiting for. They saved him until this moment. And I hope that's Sunday.
Okay, then just one more question for you, because if we win this game on Sunday, and then we should get a gift, and the Colts would beat the Chiefs, we would come back to home field advantage for the championship, right?
Yes, and we'd be 40-point favorites. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So the road to the Super Bowl could continue to run right through Foxborough then.
Oh, this place would be nuts next week. Oh, everybody's all worried. And no matter, it's up to see how quickly it could change in this league. You win this one, regardless, you're still one win away from the Super Bowl again. Yep. People will be going nuts here next week, so it'll be fun.
There you go. Okay, so have a great game. Hey. Keep your face warm. Keep your face warm on Sunday.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
Oh, oh, wait. Oh, jeez. Oh, we almost forgot. Okay.
Turn the music off.
I'm sorry. Okay, okay. Go ahead.
Oh,
what we really wanted to get to.
Yeah, I know.
Here,
I had to sit through all that.
Up close and way too personal with Zoe.
Okay, so how are you? All right, my question for you today is, what profession other than your own would you like to do? What would you attempt to do?
So you mean if I wasn't doing broadcasting or if I never played?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd probably want to be a builder.
A builder?
In the construction business.
No, blue collar guy. I'm the guy that,
like an architect,
like a real estate mogul, like an architect. Okay,
like Art Vandelay.
That story when I went to Maryland, the major I wanted to get into was architecture. They told me I couldn't do it because the spring studios of the big architecture classes coincided with spring football. So they told me you came here to play football, not to go to class.
Wow. Dreams diverted. Well, I think you did
Dreams
okay.
Dreams diverted.
I think you did all right.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, okay. I can do this. I can still build a house.
All right, exactly.
There you go.
There's still time.
Okay, now
second
we got.
Act.
Okay, we're wrapping up now. It's Friday morning football was over.
Thank you,
okay,
Zoe.
Have a great weekend. Don't let your face freeze, and we'll talk to you next week.
Don't forget to get the rest of your gas.
Yeah. 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 Don't run out of gas like the guy on Tobin Bridge did this morning. Okay. Have a great one, Zoe. See you later.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.